This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
There is but one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know if it has happened to you, but I must tell you, I confess that I was under the influence of the drugs when it happened. It has happened twice. Once I was a young man, and I had a deviated septum. I don't know if you have ever gone through that. But it requires a lot of drugs to calm the pain, especially after they break your nose with a hammer and a chisel. It was very painful. And they gave me a lot of medicine, as I'd rather call it than drugs. I don't know if any of you worked for DEA. The amazing thing is that I enjoyed being a fish for a while. I don't know if you have ever had a dream of being a fish, but I was a fish, and it's really very nice and neat to be a fish. Actually, being a big guy like me, I was not a little fish, but I was a big fish, and I was able to swim. I swam for a while, and indeed it was a tremendous experience. Well, last Wednesday, I had a cataract operation at Bascom Palmer down in Miami. And I must say that I must be hard to knock off with whatever they inject on you on that little thing, that IV that they have. But I did not go down as they thought I was going to go down. So by the time they wheeled me into this operating room, I was still going very happy and awake. And to the disgust of the anesthesiologist, he looked at me and he said, well, I'm going to give you a lesson. And he went into the IV and let me tell you, I was gone for a while. Actually, when I woke up, I could not feel my head. It was all anesthetized. I had no pain. But while I was gone, I imagine it was due to the fact that I had been preparing my sermon on Tuesday, knowing that I was going to be here on Sunday, and I wanted to make sure I didn't know what was going to happen. And I had been reading the wedding of Cana of Galilee. Have any of you been at Cana in the Holy Land? None? Maybe I need to take a trip, take some of you. But I have been about 15 times in the Holy Land, and one of the joys is to go to Cana of Galilee. There you can, one of the things you can do, you can reaffirm your vows. They have an Orthodox church that claims to be the true place, and then they have a Roman Catholic place that claims to be the true place. Being good Anglicans, we go to both, just to be sure. But indeed, this time I was not a fish, but I was a grape. I was a grape in a bunch of grapes in a vineyard. And as you know, you grow in a group. And you wait to be caught and be taken and to be grounded and to be made into wine. And there I was talking to my other grape fellows in my same bunch. And actually, we talked to the other bunches. And everybody was very happy. You know, it was good year and things were going well. And we knew that soon we were going to be harvested. Well, lo and behold, the time came. And all the grapes in that vineyard were very happy. Except that we were the ones by the wall, against the wall. And when they came, just cutting and putting them in the baskets and taking them away, we knew that our time was coming. But actually, we heard the conversation of the vineyard workers, and they said, you know, it's kind of early, but we have to do it. We have this big party coming up, so we got to get ready. It's time. So we said, well, that's sure. We were still not quite ready to be taken away from our vineyard, but they were doing it. So we were happy anyway to fulfill our purpose as a grape, because that's really their purpose of a grape. The purpose of the grape is to be willing to be grounded and be turned into fine wine. But lo and behold, they didn't pick us. Either they were in a rush or they didn't see us, but there we were left, a bunch of grapes against the wall, and nobody cared for us. Nobody. We were left behind. Everybody was gone. What had happened? Why did they pass us by? I imagine they could not see us. I imagine that they was too low. I don't know what it was, but it was something. And, you know, there was a sense of sadness that I felt as a grape, that I was not going to fulfill my purpose of being created as a grape. And there I was, and actually, you know, grapes have personalities, and they talk to each other. And there was this grape says, well, I am glad because that way we're not going to be grounded. And that's painful. And it's probably true. It's painful when you're grounded and you're turning to where you're supposed to be. Others were very sad. I knew it. I knew it. We're not good enough. But gosh, I look around and I knew that I was good enough. Well, then we heard the music that night. The big party was taking place. And all the joy and all the wonderful things. And I tell you, those Palestinian weddings take a long time. Actually, they take many days. And the first night went on, and the second night went on, and we just were kind of sad that we were not part of that, that we to share the joy of being good wine. But lo and behold, all of a sudden, we felt this strange thing, and we felt that we were being taken. We were taken from our vineyard, and we found ourselves in some jars. And my Lord, and it's by then it had happened. We had been crushed in a strange way, in a lovely way. And the last thing that we heard was the wine steward saying, my God, this is very good. I'll have another drink. Then the next thing I heard was my wife, hey, what's the matter with you? Wake up. They had let it in. They had given up and trying to wake me up, and they knew that a wife knows how to get you up and get you to work. So, and I left. And, you know, I began to wonder what had happened. Why that? It was probably induced by whatever the doctor gave shot on that IV. But the reality is that so when you're picked too early, when you rush where you're supposed to be, you end up, yes, as a wine, but not the best wine. Not the best wine. You have to wait to mature. You have to wait for the moment of life when you're ready to go. And especially for the young persons that are going to be confirmed, I think I like to remind them, don't rush life. Life will catch up with you. And be willing to be crushed. And some of us that have silver hair or no hair like me will know that life has crushed us a few times. And as we look back, we begin to realize that out of 100 times that we have worried that things were going to be so horrible, probably 99% of them never took place. And when it happened, God gave us the strength to withstand being crushed. And there are many ways in which we're crushed. But life has a way to turn you into something wonderful and better. So that will be what I like to tell them. And to tell all of you and those who are going to be received is to be willing to be a good wine. To wait our time. And sometimes life takes us to many wonders and many ways, but eventually God will point out the word God wants you to be a better person, to be a better Christian, to be able to realize that we're here for a purpose. And that grape was supposed to be good wine, we are supposed to be also good wine, the best kind, that people may say, my God, this is really good. And that we are gone through life, that people will say, that vineyard, that crop was a good wine. I hope we would have more of those. May God guide us to become the best that we can be. Give us the patience that we need to wait until our time comes and to be willing to be crushed. To be crushed as a grape so we could be the best wine that people have ever tasted.